and sing number one in our camp books, number one. Stand as we sing.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, worship the Lord.
Oh, Gather here tonight simply to worship Thee. Oh, have Your way. Have Your way with every one of us, each one of us. There's a purpose in Your bringing us together, that we might serve You first of all and then one another and be in faith for all who come upon these grounds. Lord, these coming weeks, I pray that every day will fulfill in accordance with Your own sovereign will and purpose.
Yes, yes.
Meet us, Lord. I ask this in Your precious name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
You may be seated. I thought it would be good to get acquainted again. I have difficulties seeing. And so you'll forgive me if I look you in the face. Johnny.
Yes, sir.
Johnny. And so on. You know why we're here? First and foremost, to worship Him. To worship Him. It's the highest, you've heard it before, the highest form of service is to worship. And you've heard it said that God is seeking such who worship Him in spirit and in truth. We cannot worship the Lord apart from the Holy Ghost. Paul said that no one can say Jesus is Lord but by the Holy Spirit. Thank God for the Holy Spirit. Oh, Holy Ghost, revival comes from Thee. Send a revival. Start the work in me. Lord, do something to refresh us all. We've come together in Your name that You might do something fresh for us, something new, something more. We want more. We desire more of Yourself. Hallelujah. Thank You for the fullness that there is in You. We've all tasted and partaken of this fullness. But there's more. There's more. Oh, praise the Lord. I'm glad for this subject that has been set before us during this camp season, and that thought of worship. Worship. And let me say it again, it's the highest form of service that we can render. Worship. Worship. God is seeking those who worship in the Spirit and in truth. That is, in the truth that we find in His Word, according to the instructions that are given to us. Does He instruct us as how we ought to worship? Oh, come, let us worship. Let us bow down. Let us kneel before our Maker. That's number one. When you come to this meeting house or wherever you might come together to have a meeting, the first thing is to bow down. If it's possible, it's well to go on your knees. Years ago, we had in Ridgewood that sign at the foot of the staircase and where you entered the hall where the meeting was held. There was a sign before talking to anyone. Talk to God upon your knees. How can we expect God to meet us and perform His works, His glorious works among us, if we don't acknowledge Him? I'm pursuing this in our assembly because I find that some people come and they sit there and they visit with one another and fail to recognize that Jesus is there and He wants to work. He comes. His presence means salvation. It means that He's come to work in us. I need His working. Do you need His working? He alone can minister the salvation that He's purchased for us with His precious blood. I need His service. I need the Lord. I want to learn to acknowledge Him. First of all, Jesus, You are here. I thank You for Your presence. And I thank You that You've come for me. You want to do something further in my own life. Lord, and bless those who are with me. Lord, come to us as a body. Take charge of us more fully. Fulfill Your own design and purpose with us. And God has a purpose with us in these days. Let us trust him to fulfill his purpose. What is it that you desire? Janet, my daughter, was the head counselor during the girls' period, the second one, I guess it was. And she had the verse where it says, think on these things, whatsoever things are true and so on, just. If there be any virtue, any praise, think on these things. But then she introduced, does God have thoughts? God has thoughts. Does he have thoughts regarding me? Yes, he does. He has thoughts. I have thoughts towards you. And she said, regarding his thoughts, let's see, what did she say? Oh, now that slips me. They are abundant, more than I can know, more than I can know. They are abundant, and they're of the highest, she said quantity and quality. They're the best. They're the best. He has the best thoughts towards us. And he has thoughts over us this evening. Praise the Lord. And I'm glad I can be here. There are things that I've... As I continue on, the Lord takes me on. I've been given up twice to go home. They said, what's next? I said, heaven. And the doctor said, no, we're not going to let you go. Well, my son and my wife and others are praying for me. And the Lord brought me out, brought me through, and it was a second time as well. But I'm here tonight, and... the essence of worship. What is the essence of worship? It means that I present myself wholly, unreservedly, without stint to him. I think the songwriter has it well when we sing, at thy feet I fall, yield thee up my all, to suffer, live, or die, for my Lord crucified. That's the essence of worship. I come and prostrate myself before the Lord. Whether I do that actually or literally or figuratively, I do it. I present myself with all that I am, all that I hope to be. Lord, help yourself to me and do the thing that you desire. And you know, if we would all come with that attitude, the Lord would maybe have you, you know, give a testimony, sing a song, give a word of scripture, because we're all yielded to him, and the Holy Spirit will inspire us and will edify one another and glorify him together. I long to see that. You know, you have something to do. God has given to everyone a measure of grace.
Amen.
He wants you to function somewhere along the way. So, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. At thy feet I fall.
Give me up my all to suffer, live or die for my Lord crucified.
O Lamb of God, thou wonderful sin bearer, hard after thee, my soul. Follow on as pants the heart for. streams in desert dreary, so pants my soul for thee, O thou life-giving one.
Number 12.
At thy feet I fall, yield thee up my all, to suffer, live or die, for my Lord crucified.
Verse 2.
I mourn, I mourn.
But I pray that you would create a hunger in our hearts. Lord, I pray that we would truly want you. Lord, we know that you alone can satisfy. So I pray in these days there would be a longing. Lord, fill us. Fill us with the Holy Ghost. Oh, Jesus, fill us. Lord, take away a love for other things. Purify our hearts. And Lord, then you come, satisfy us. Jesus, we want you. Spirit, fill with thy love.
Yes, Jesus.
Make me a temple meet for thy dwelling. Fit me for life and heaven above.
We come to anybody in this room who doesn't understand what the Holy Ghost is. We pray for anybody in this room who grew up in this church, Lord, and heard about it all their life, but still doesn't know what anybody's talking about. So, Father, we pray for wisdom right now. For the people in this room who haven't been filled with the Holy Ghost, Father, we pray you open up the doors of heaven and pour out your wisdom into their mind, into their heart, into their spirit. Right now, Lord God, tonight, or any of the, whatever you want to do it, Lord God. But we just pray for an open heaven, Lord God, to the people in this room, Lord God. Everyone, Lord God, we just pray you'd move, Lord God, by the power of your spirit, Lord God. Yes, move, Lord God. Cover everyone in this room with your blood. Drench them from the top of the head to the bottom of the toes. Soak them with your power and your anointing. So we come, Lord God, anoint. We pray for the anointing right now, Lord God. Oh, God, we come. We thank you, Lord God. And we pray, Lord God, that you do this. In your name we pray. Amen.
Thank you.
Did you lift your cup up?
We sang, "Fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord."
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
And maybe we ought to just sing that again. Jesus. And let's lift our hands to the Lord. Oh, Jesus. Oh, in faith. We do it in faith. It's like we give ourselves, but then we're saying, "Lord, I want you. I give myself to you, and you give yourself to me." Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, fill my cup, Lord. Oh, Jesus. All that you have for us, Lord, this night, dear God, we... Why, what you have for us. Oh, and so we look up in faith to you. Oh, Jesus. Fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and grant.
Our gracious Savior.
to him believing, hearken to his call, all from him receiving, give to him your all. Jesus will.